This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 271. Why did Constantinople get the works? Saints Row arrived. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another new episode of our weekly podcast. I hope you had a good week, because I had a week.
Bitches be tripping.
They do. They you know, be falling all over the place. And bros before hoes. Just saying.
No one panda should have all this power.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
Yep. Because I mean it.
Well, it's true. No one panda should have all that power. But we have all kinds of goodness to chit-chatty-watty with you about this week. Mostly game. Actually, pretty much all game.
It's game.
Because we are continuing our Broke Bitch November recap. What is up?
We're at the... I think we're in the mid... Well, nearing the end.
We're actually nearing the end. We had the big, you know, kind of climax release.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. This past week, as many of you, like us, went, well, you know, I like ramen, so it's cool. I can buy this. I can do this.
It's like, I can get chicken flavored.
You can get oriental flavored, beef flavored, which actually is kind of beefy flavored, which is really nice because, you know, sometimes you get the beef flavor and it's just like, it makes brown water. It's not really beef flavored. But the good top ramen, oh, it's beefy. It's beefy. You know, so you hit that up. I mean, you can mix and match. You throw a little bit of red bean in there just to make it different. I mean, you
ramen some watercress
is flexible. And so what we're saying is, it's not a bad thing when you end up having to eat ramen because you broke. All right? Sometimes I like to mix my chicken and my beef together. Yeah, I'll make...
Biffin?
Yeah, I'll...
Biffkin?
I'll make...
Beefkin?
Beefkin. Beefkin. Beefkin or chief. I mean, pick it. I like chief because then it sounds like I'm a boss.
I like beefkin because it makes me feel like I'm kin to beef.
Well, see, there you go. I am the yin, you are my yang. Or...
I'm your wang.
No, not my wang. I said yang. Please don't be my wang. I would have to explain so many things.
I'd be bigger than you, though, so everyone would be like, look at that wang. Like, yeah, what's up? Me! But I'm... Sorry. I will stop now.
We need more sleep because we have been playing a bunch of games. We know that you've been playing them too, but, you know, the month is just, it's been crazy.
This is the month of the gamer.
I mean,
like, the Chinese zodiac should change itself for this year.
I know, and it should just be, you know, somebody with some Astra headsets on and a controller in their hand, just a silhouette. Like, life is going on in the background, it's just like, I'm right here, 10 o'clock, man, right there. Yeah, because, I mean, we really started off November finishing off multiplayer, well, as much as I finished off multiplayer, in Gears 3.
Yep.
So that was kind of like the appetizer. And the main course kicked off for a lot of people with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
I don't know. I think Broke Bitch November really hit for me with Uncharted 3 first.
Right, but for a lot of people... It kicked off with Warfare 3. For me, it kicked off with Uncharted because...
That was 11-1.
That was released. That was on 11-1, not, you know, 11-8. And I'll be completely honest. I'm so glad that both Modern Warfare and Uncharted didn't come out on the same day because I would have been, like, so perplexed.
Like, I don't know which one to get.
I just feel like, I need another Xbox and another TV in the same room.
Oh my god, and be like a lazy Susan and move your chair.
Exactly,
one
just like, whoop. Okay. Woo. Okay. All right. So Uncharted now. Cutscene. Okay. Great. All right. Modern Warfare 3. Yeah. Plant the C4. I would have been like that.
You know that there are some top nerd gamers out there who, in fact, do that.
Oh, I'm sure that there are some people that are hard.
I want to visit your game. It's like
that anime series that we were watching that
God only knows.
Yeah,
but he had multiple screens in front of him.
Like, I know he had like a war room, and that anime is really funny. I think we talked about it.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, before. I know. I'm trying to remember if it was like a couple of months ago or not.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But that there's one episode at the end of. Season
it's one because one. I haven't watched season two.
Yeah, you gotta watch season two. Season two is pretty decent too. But season one, where the lead character
he's got a serious backlog because of all the stuff he's been doing.
Yeah, he is a massive sim dating sim game player, and he's the god of conquest. And so he's like, all right, I got to clear out the backlog. And so he has a stool that he literally just spins around in a circle, and he has all the controllers mounted to a rail around him. Then and he has, obviously, like an N64, a Dreamcast, a Sega Master System, a couple of PS2s, a couple of Xboxes, all connected. And he just spins around and plays, like, 15 or 16 games simultaneously. And there's literally a moment where I was like, dude, that'd be a pretty sweet rig, though.
You know how...
You couldn't pull it off. It's not humanly possible. But
which
it's
is why they animated it.
I know, but it'd be a sweet-ass rig just to sit in just once. Like, think about it. Chink!
I would be...
That would be the corniest photo that I would ever take in life, but it would be my Facebook profile picture for, like, months. Just saying. So, you know... You kick off the month with Uncharted 3, which we've talked about. You know how we feel about it. We've completed the story. You've done some multiplayer. I was going to do multiplayer, but then Modern Warfare 3 happened. And then I did some multiplayer in Modern Warfare 3. And then, as Broke Bitch November continued on, we were looking forward to Saints Row the Third, Assassin's Creed Revelation. You also have Zelda Skyward Sword. Yeah.
Sword.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. You have...
You need X-Men. Sleep.
I do. You have Rayman Origins. Plus, there are, like, a few other titles that are going to be dropping. There's DLC. There's online player for this and that. And there's a lot going on in November. Like, this... We've said it before. I know I have. This is a really strong November for gamers. Across the board. I mean, there are some really interesting things that are happening on the DS. You've got, you know, isn't this the Soul Calibur 5 game slated for a holiday?
I'm not 100% on that, but we're seeing more and more commercials and advertisements for it, so they're plugging it for a reason.
Yeah, so they wouldn't be plugging something right now for an April release, so it must be slated for holiday. We'll have to double check on the date for that, because to be honest with you, I'm looking forward to Soul Calibur 5. I love the franchise. I will always support the franchise back from when I played it on the PS2 when it was Soul Edge. So I'm down. You know, it's like Tekken for me.
Was that PS2 or just regular PS?
Tekken was regular PS. First Tekken.
No, I meant Soul Edge.
Soul Edge was regular PlayStation.
Okay.
I didn't get it until I had my PS2, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I never owned a PlayStation. I had an emulator on my Mac that allowed me to play PlayStation games on my Mac.
Oh, okay.
So I had a controller that looked just like a DualShock that I connected, and I played PS1 games literally on my Mac, which was great. And they ran, you know, pretty well as far as the frame rate went. And it wasn't until, I don't want to say that it was Soul Calibur, it might have been a Tekken game, that I found
Toshinden.
Toshinden was the shit.
Thundering.
Thundering. But, I think it was a Tekken game that made me actually come out of pocket and buy a PS2.
Okay. Tekken Tag?
It might have been Tekken Tag. I think it was because it wouldn't run on my emulator, and I was like, well, damn.
Oh, you got me.
I'm like, you got me, Sony. And so I ended up buying a PS2. And I love my PS2. My PS2 is a solid machine. Absolutely love that. So, in continuing with Broke Bitch November, as we started to talk about last week, this week was going to be really difficult for us because we had two really, really hyped and, frankly, for good reason, titles dropping on the same day. Assassin's Creed Revelations and Saints Row the Third that we were both looking forward to.
Yep. I wasn't waiting for Ass Rev.
Ass Rev?
Yep. Assassin's Ass Creed Rev. But, because I wouldn't be playing it until after you played it. So, I mean, you not playing it right off the bat does slow down my playing of
it. It impedes your playtime, is what you're trying to tell me.
Yes.
Playtime impeded. Ninja.
It's like pending. Oh, damn it, Rainbow Wheel.
Stupid Marble of Doom.
But anyway.
Please continue.
No, just... So, I mean, you got stampeded, and I got stampeded on two very
It was
good
a beautiful
titles.
Day. The UPS man actually came early, which was surprising, because I was really expecting that he would show up at, like, 6, like he normally does. So it'd be an entire day where I wasn't able to play anything.
Not anything. You could have played, you know, Rage, which...
I could have. But then, if I was going to do that, my ass would have jumped back into Uncharted, because I'm now playing on hard. I was like, screw normal. I'm just gonna...
No.
I gotta step up at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
You go bigger, you go home. You go bigger, you go home. So, mostly because I'm prepping for the Ninja Gaiden game, because that's just gonna be ass rape. But I'm gonna like it. But anyway, I both games came, which was fantastic, early in the day. So, I was able to actually crack them open. Assassin showed up first. So, I said, hey, first come, first served. So, I opened that up and popped it in. What I'm going to say about Assassins is this.
Hold on.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
You're jumping the shark here, kiddo. All right? Let's take it back. Let's take it back a bit.
I want to get over the shark.
I know.
It's scary.
I know. But just, I'll protect you. Me, fifth element. Me, protect you. So anyway.
I love that movie.
So anyway. Open it up. Don't even look at any of the paperwork on the left side. Well, let me rephrase that. I scanned it to see if there were any codes that I needed. Of course, there was one, so I put it in, so I got the extra map. Pop the game in. Opening. Beautiful. Fantastic. What's really neat is Ubisoft always attacks catching you up to where you are in a game. If it's a franchise continuation.
Please don't tell me that they made you relive the whole, guess what you did.
But they did it in, like, 15 seconds instead of stretching it out. It was, like, a quick montage. So there were flashes of images, and so if you played the previous game, you knew exactly what you were seeing.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want to relive through that.
And if you didn't play the last game, it basically caught you up on where you are. And so you'll understand why Desmond is just, like, in this space that you don't even recognize. So it starts off with a voice that we don't know and that we haven't heard before talking about getting him in the chair. And you hear Desmond's heart rate. And then you hear the explanation of why he's in the Animus. And then you see Desmond in kind of this wasteland in the Animus world. And you have no idea why, or at least he has no idea why he's there. He comes into contact with the physical representation of Number 16, who's been trapped in this space. And is talking to him and like, yeah, so your mind's fried, and if you don't, like, separate yourself from Ezio and Altair, you're going to be stuck here just like me. And let me tell you. And then he, like, starts glitching all over the place. He goes, that's not a good thing. So you're like, all right, okay, well, I've always thought that Number 16 was kind of wackadoodle anyway.
I don't get it, though, because if he's like, hey, if you don't split yourself from these two, you know, descendants of
from your ancestors.
You're going to go... effing crazy, yeah, I meant that.
Well, yeah.
But if he knows what to do to get out, why doesn't he do it?
So you'll figure that out, but basically what happens is Desmond's consciousness is stuck within the Animus world, and the Animus is, because of whatever traumatic thing had been going on in his world, which we know from 2, he
Yeah. for people who haven't played it.
If you haven't played it by now, you're not going to play this one.
Some people are in worse situations. So let's be considerate.
Okay. Something happens that's really, really bad, and it's really, really traumatic.
Think Old Yeller, but with people.
Well, now you just told them.
Well, if people haven't watched Old Yeller, oh, they have no
wait,
idea.
Wait, you're going to come down on me for giving away, and you're just like, okay, yeah, something, I say something bad happens, and you're like, yeah, think Old Yeller, which everybody knows what happened to Old Yeller. Even if you didn't read the book or watch any of the remake movies, you've seen...
Or that episode of Friends.
People have made enough references to it that you kind of know what it means. Right. So you just told them exactly what happened.
Kind of,
without putting a name on it.
Yeah.
That's but I'm the douchebag.
That's what I do. Spoilicious here all week.
So anyway, something bad happens at the end of two.
Yep.
And it causes a breakdown for Desmond. A similar thing happened in number 16, but what happens is when you're connected to the Animus and that shock to your system happens, it's difficult for the Animus to separate the memories because they all are mixed. So it doesn't know where Desmond ends, Ezio begins, and Altair ends and begins. So it gets all kerfuffled.
Kerfuffled.
I like that word. Shut up. So
is that a real word?
It is. As a matter of fact, look it up in the dictionary.
I will.
Webster's. What's up? It's a SAT word. So, it gets all kerfuffled. And what happens is, your subconscious is separated from your body. It's stuck in the Animus. If you do not successfully separate everything, your consciousness cannot go back to your body. You become a vegetable.
Oh!
And so that's what happened to 16. He alludes at one point that he had an opportunity to fix that. He made a different decision. Because of that, he's stuck in the Animus. And so he's trying to guide Desmond
out
so that he doesn't get stuck in the Animus. But he also makes a comment that if you're paying attention as you're playing along the game, and this happens pretty early on, obviously, that I think will set up a struggle later on in the game. What I will say is, from the play that I've done in Assassins, it's gorgeous, and it's Assassins, okay? You're jumping off of shit. You got parachutes now. Those come in handy.
Parachutes?
Yes, so...
So wait, they teach you from birth as an assassin to jump off really high shit and pray to God that you land into hay that right. is...
But sometimes you may need to jump off of shit and there ain't no hay.
So now they give you yep. your safety net.
Yes, and so they're a weapon that you can buy. You can only hold, to begin with, 5 at a time.
Okay.
Because there are buildings that you will scale... that are much taller than any buildings that you've scaled before in an Assassin's game. And I'm sure that they went, dude, seriously, if you jumped off of this, you would not survive just falling into a little batch of hay.
No offense, the things that you jump off in the first 3 games, you would not survive by falling into hay. I know,
you
guys
suspended disbelief so much. So you get parachutes. And in part of the opening, you have to actually use a parachute. So that's your introduction on how to steer with it and jump with it. So it allows for you to kill from a parachute jump.
I wonder if they lost a lot of assassins who were like, I'll make this. And they're like, we need to make parachutes.
We need a way to slow down
Da Vinci, we need to make parachutes. Because we lost a whole battalion of assassins because they jumped off this building.
Michelangelo, come.
Maybe we should not condition them to be that fearless.
Maybe they should have some fear. Some fear would be good. But, no. So I'm jumping in. As we know, you end up in Constantinople.
Istanbul.
Yes. You actually have a moment where someone explains that it's... The locals actually call it Istanbul.
Not Constantinople.
And I was like, oh... Wish you got an achievement just from knowing that was a joke. You just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Now Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. But anyway, the character design is much more detailed. I'm not exactly sure how they pulled that off.
I was about to say, that it is pretty detailed.
It's pretty damn detailed before, but I mean, Ezio's age really shows on his face.
Is he a distinguished gentleman?
He is a distinguished gentleman. He's definitely earned it. The voice acting is still fantastic. And the environments are much more detailed. It's a lot easier to move in and out of groups to hide.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is really helpful. The camera's actually a little bit better, so I don't find myself fighting a lot of times to get Ezio to quick run where I want him to run. But 2 hours later, and after getting some new weapons, the hook blade is fantastic. It does make scaling a building seem a lot less tedious because you can do it much faster, but you don't get it off right off the bat. But 2 hours later, Saints Row the Third arrived. And I'm going to stop there because I know that you were playing Skyrim.
Yes, but I mean, I talked about Skyrim last week in my first impressions.
You've been playing it more, and you said...
Yeah, that I have played more. So I took a stronger stance on Skyrim, and I was like, I'm going to master this. And I did just that. I finally mastered exactly how to fight and how to fight properly. Mm-hmm. I learned how to use the hotkey system so that if I needed to quickly equip my heal spell, I could have that in my hand and have a one-handed weapon and be healing myself and defending myself.
Ooh, I'm sure that actually came in handy.
That helped a lot. yeah. I'm level 11 now, which really isn't much of anything. Like, I'm still in my infancy of Skyrim.
You're like, I'm still crawling, but yeah. I know that sitting up and walking is just around the corner.
More or less. And I've traveled more places now.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a horse or are you still walking it? Are you making like Jesus and the apostles and walking it out?
Yeah. Because every time I see, like, I'll be walking through forest and I'll see a horse and there's no bandit, no nothing. It's just a horse. And I'm just like, if there's a horse and there's no one around, then... How is it stealing? Like, there's one time I walked...
Now, did it have a mount on it? Because obviously, if it has a mount on it, it's not...
It had a saddle.
It's not a wild stallion if it's saddled.
I know. But it's there by...
It belonged to somebody.
Like, literally this one time, whoever the NPC that was riding the horse, I think, fell off of something and he died. And his body was near the horse. And I'm just like, so... You're dead.
And you can't own things when you're dead. So why is this still stealing?
Exactly. But the funny thing is, I did take that horse. and I rode it to... Because there's this area up top of this mountain where these, like, graybeard dudes are. And they're the ones who, like...
ZZ Top?
No.
Oh.
There's, like, three of them. And they know... They're dragonborn. They know a lot about dragonborns. And when you first do your first... Thune, your first shout, they do a giant call. And, like, they haven't heard this call in Skyrim in forever. So, like, it's a big deal that the Greybeards have said something that you really can't understand because it's really kind of like a... And that's it. Like, I don't hear any words. I hear... That's what I hear. But,
so you hear the dog bark?
Yeah. Which is a summoning. And everyone's like, oh my god, you need to get to High Rothbar. I'm like, well, where the fuck is that? Go to that giant fucking map. It's on top of this mountain. And it's not like, hey, there's a path that you could just walk up. No,
there's no path up the mountain.
It's the 7,000 steps. And some of the steps go down. Some of them go around the edge of the mountain. Some go straight up. And there are fucking, like, ice apes. Like ice trolls.
Oh. Trolls of any kind are just not cool.
And it doesn't help that they regenerate health.
Oh.
So, there were a couple of times where, I fell off the mountain trying to run from one.
You were coming down a mountain the fast way?
Yep. Like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I finally made it there. They taught me some more words. And I was like, okay, great. I feel like I'm a great dragonborn. I've learned four words. None of them form together to make a shout yet. But I can dart really fast. Mm-hmm. I can make an ice, like, stick thing. Stab people. Like
I can make an ice shank.
Yeah. Like a big ice shard that... stabs people.
Yeah, nice shank.
Yeah. So, like, I'm like, I've made some progress. You know, and then I'm talking to a lot of my other friends who were playing Skyrim, and they were all slightly ahead of me when I first started, And then Saints Row happened.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Wait. So, like I said, currently my character is level 11. And everyone else who may have started 2 hours before me are all, like, level 31. And they've all killed, like, 6 dragons. I have only killed the first dragon. Because they scare me. They are really big. You're level 11. How can you take on this massive dragon with a crappy longbow? Like, I might have iron arrows, but I am not Jesus. And even, I don't think Jesus could take on these dragons at level 11. Like, Jesus is probably, like, level, like, 8 billion. So, like,
I would say that Jesus is probably a level 800 druid.
He could completely take on these dragons.
Here's the thing. He would walk up to the dragon, and the dragon would act like a little puppy.
It'd be like, Jesus?
It would act like the dragon in DreamWorks' How to Train Your Dragon. It would suck
its teeth back in.
Yes, it would. And it would, you know, want to share its fish with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Level 11.
Jesus.
And then Saints Row the Third happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. So, Saints Row arrived shortly after Assassins. And by shortly, I mean, like, 2 hours. And I had been real deep in catching up on the story in Assassins. And we had actually picked up our copies of Saints together and got something to eat. And I said, hey, are you going to play Saints? And Panda's like, no, I'm in Skyrim. I'm like, all right.
Ew.
Yeah, she's like, no, Skyrim, dragons. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to eat something. I need to kind of take my brain out of Constantinople for a little bit because I was having difficulty with this one puzzle I was working on. So I thought, all right, you know, a quick, you know, cool diversion will be Saints because, frankly, we were both excited about Saints because of what we got to see at E3. We loved the artwork.
I just like the giant purple penis.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, one of the weapons that you were going to be able to use was going to be a giant purple dildo bat was attractive. I mean, for nothing else,
it was going to be size, but then its versatility as a melee weapon.
Yeah, you know, the idea of smacking random people upside the face with it.
I love being a hot chick with a giant purple dick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing bad there. There's nothing bad there.
I need to make a screenshot of me holding that, too.
I know.
Because you hold it off to the side like, yeah, this is my dick.
I know. It's good stuff. So I thought, all right, I'll jump in. I'll play for like a half hour because it'll be a diversion. And then I'll go back to Assassins. Yeah. So I popped in Saints Row the Third, which, if you're not familiar with the franchise, Saints Row is very much like Grand Theft Auto.
It is Grand Theft Auto, but different, sort of, kind of.
It's similar. But not exact. So you play a character, you steal cars, you have missions that pop up, different types and all kinds of different cities that are connected. With Saints, however, it's all gang-based, strictly, whereas with your Grand Theft Autos, it's not necessarily gangs.
I mean,
you might interact with one or two for some missions, but
you
it's
aren't
not,
in one and you're not
It's not a gang
it.
War specific genre.
Yeah.
Saints is. So you have rival gangs that are competing to control the city. And different things in the city. The prostitution in the city, the drug run in the city. Obviously, you know, popularity is actually huge because in the world of the Saints, gangs are actually revered. They're not, you know.
Well, because the Third Street Saints mm-hmm. were, you know, in the first game, you know, just this little piddly gang that really amounted maybe 2 cents stuck
in
the
hood rats.
Yeah. So, I mean, they it's like a coming of age story mm-hmm. for gangs.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like, hey, we're little, but if we stick to it, we'll be big. And then what? They got big.
Yeah. And then they got so big that, you know, hate is gonna hate. And where we're left in Saints 3 is some dudes think that they should be running the city. Starts off with this French guy.
Yep.
Morningstar.
He runs Morningstar.
And decides that he wants to take over all the Saints territory and leave them with a 33%
stake. Well,
because
he's part of the syndicate. And mm-hmm. the syndicate's the other three. Mm-hmm. groups, and I mean some outsiders too that aren't necessarily mm-hmm. their own gang, but some type of affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants, I think, like, 67% of the Saints' profit. And they're like, fuck you. And he's like, all right, well, then I guess I'm going to just have to beat your ass. And he sends, like, everyone at you. And, you know, you haven't been to Steelport for very long. And you're like, well, I got to maintain shit. Like, it's time for me to throw down my hammer of righteousness and teach this prick a thing or two about the Third Street Saints.
Right. Now, where Saints is different than Grand Theft Auto, while in GTA, everything that happens, even though it's a little over the top, it's plausible because the story is very rich and it guides you through, especially the last one. You know, we all were down with Nico and trying to just make a better life.
In GTA
for Nico.
5, black chick protagonist.
Yeah.
I wish. Won't happen, but I wish.
Yeah. But with Saints Row the Third, it's really just all about being over the top. There's some strategy to it, especially because you need to be very tactical about which gang operations that you come across, which are basically little pockets of enemies that you need to take out at a time to gain control of that particular area. So you need to be strategic about which ones you take on where, and if there are two that are too close together, you know, which one you want to take out first so that you don't trigger them both, because then you've got 30 people on the screen that you're dealing with instead of 15. But very much like GTA, you have notoriety. So you have stars and you have shields. You get star notoriety for when you're dealing with different gangs, which decays over time, very much like your notoriety in GTA. So you can piss off the cops and you can piss off the gangs.
And you can piss them both off at the same time.
You can piss them both off at the same time, so then you have them both chasing you all across the city. Unlike GTA, where typically people that are following you will only stay in the same area. So if you leave, you know, like in GTA,
if you leave the red zone, you could jump
into the water and then immediately your notoriety would, like, fall. A cop could be looking at you and be like, I don't know where he went, and walked away. Not so with Saints Row. You jump in the water thinking, oh yeah, they won't get me here. No, they bring a helicopter.
With snipers on it.
With snipers, and they shoot you in the water. So needless to say, after my first 15 minutes with Saints, running around and just kind of going, all right, well, I can smack random people on the street, and I can just jump into this car, I'm going to smack this dude in the face and take his car. Oh, shit, I can tweak it. Yeah, let's tweak it. Ooh, I like this color, I like that color. I realized that I've been playing for like an hour. And I was mostly doing run-around Mickey Mouse shit. I wasn't actually doing the plot-moving missions.
Right.
Very much like GTA, you have a phone. Your cell phone is basically your mission control, so you can find out.
I noticed it was a Motorola.
It was a Motorola. Product placement. Where you can get money, because as you start taking over areas, they start actually generating money for you, which you can use to buy upgrades.
You can buy properties or buy stores, which will increase your hourly revenue in certain districts. Taking over certain areas from other gangs will also increase the hourly district income also.
Yep.
And there are also activities that will also, if you do them and complete them, will give you money.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in Saints. You don't have to do the plot movers all the time. You know, with GTA, they will let you do two or three things outside of the plot mover, but then you have to get to the plot mover.
Because that's all they built for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they didn't build their sandbox to be very open.
Yeah,
really?
It was open-ish, but with Saints, it's really open. I mean, you can sit there and really just rake in money, work on your customizations for your stronghold, which is your base, your gang members, so you can increase their health when you call them in to actually help you do different things. So you can actually call in support, which will bring a car full of homies to wherever you are to jump in to help you suppress a gang organization, or for certain missions you can call in specific homies as you unlock them, as you basically, much like GTA, earn their loyalty. They then become a resource for you. So again, like we're saying, it's very similar to GTA if you haven't played a Saints game before but have played GTA. If you haven't played GTA, play Saints first. And the reason why I say play Saints first is because Saints is much more fun, okay? Because you don't really have to do the story, to be honest. You don't. You can run around, just gank people, play hide and seek with the cops, customize every vehicle that you can find. You know, you can do the different Dr. Genki missions, earn money for those, and you can repeatedly do those. There are other activities like Mayhem, where you basically have a timer and a ridiculous amount of explosive weapons, and you just have to blow shit up
to a rake to a certain amount of money and damage.
Yep, in the time period.
And there's tank mayhem where you do it with a tank. Yep. Heli assaults when you do it with helicopters. Yep. There's snatching where you can go pick up some hoes.
Because you gotta pick up the hoes. But you don't kill the hoes.
Nope.
No, don't kill the hoes. Because the hoes make you money. Whereas
this game has a certain level of hoe appreciation.
Yeah, it does. It appreciates the hoes.
You don't just get a BJ from a hoe and then shoot her and take your money back. Yeah. No, you bring her back to the pimp and the pimp sells the hoe for money.
Yep. Or you take it to Safe Word and...
Yeah.
You know, you could do that.
Or, you know, you can drive her around to meet the client and have them get busy in the car.
Yeah. It's better than getting busy in the Burger King bathroom. So there's... It's just so over the top that it's so much fun. And I found that I didn't want to stop playing it. So I go to Panda and say, Panda, you need to pop in Saints. And she looks at me and she goes, Skyrim Dragons, rawr, walking. Like, trust me. Just pop it in for like 15 minutes.
Well, no, because you talked about the customization. So you got me.
Yeah.
Because we already know here in Eshlyn that I am a sucker for customization. I like making characters.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a crappy game, but if there's a really great customization thing, I'll buy it just to do that.
Yep.
We already know that. So the demo that actually came out for it actually gave you initiation station so that you could customize a character and download them into the game. Because if you don't make one, you end up either being one of the ones that's already available for you,
mm-hmm.
or then you can go and make one. But I wasn't sure, so I went and got the demo, even though I'd already gotten the game. Made my character. I'm a part of the community. I've uploaded like 3 or 4 pictures of characters that I've made, because I will just spend time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I want to make my character. So I went and did that. I'm like, oh, well, now I made her. I'm like, I guess I can do the intro stuff where they're going to teach me what to do. And then 8 hours later, Eshmon comes home and I haven't moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
So immersive?
It's that addictive. And I think it's mostly because it's just so fun. Like, when I pick up a GTA title or when I pick up any, you know, action-adventure title, it's usually, okay, is the story good? Are the gameplay mechanics good? And, you know, is it something that I want to play? And Saints I just don't want to put down because it's like, okay, well, what vehicle haven't I found that I want to add to my garage and, you know, put 24s on? And can I put 24s on? Yeah, I can. Okay, great. What rims do I want? How do I want to color them? Do I want it to match an outfit or not? You know, it's a very girl thing. But seriously, I like to be coordinated.
Yes, I've done that.
You know? Then it's, okay, well, what weapons do I have? How can I customize them? Well, I need this money. Well, what can I do with my gang? How do I make my group the most powerful that it can possibly be so I can just lay waste to this city? And it's addictive, and it's fun. I mean, the one-liners that they come up with are great. There's a mission where, first of all, the opening is fantastic. It basically gives you the history of the Saints in the style of Star Wars. But it actually has curse words in it, which made me laugh, and I reread it actually online because I thought it was funny. It was just, it lets you know right from the get-go, we don't take ourselves too seriously, you shouldn't take this thing too seriously, have fun, blow shit up, have fun. But one of the missions that you get early on, you're riding around with a guy named Pierce, who Pierce has been, you know, a saint forever.
And he's, like, the least respected.
He is. He's such a douchebag. Like, Pierce as an NPC will fuck up more missions for you than a little
bit. Oh, my God! Yeah.
Yeah, you found that out before I did.
Yeah, I did.
But you're riding around with Pierce, and the radio comes on, and you have radio control, again, just like you do in Grand Theft Auto. You can make a mixtape, so a specific playlist of songs. I think the depth of music, as far as what groups you're dealing with, I think the music list is actually better in Saints than in GTA 4, I would say.
I liked
the music in GTA 4, don't get me wrong. I mean, I downloaded a lot of it so I could have it on my phone, and two of the songs I actually have as ringtones. But I like the mix on Saints just a little bit better. First of all, they teamed up with Adult Swim. So there's an Adult Swim radio station, which the lead character, John from Delocated, is the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So he announces a lot of the stuff, and, you know, in it, as John from Delocated, so it's really that dry wit, which I think is fantastic. But, you know, you've got the Venture Brothers theme as a song that pops up on that radio station. You have Sports by Tim and Eric from Tim and Eric. Awesome job. Great show. which I love that show. I don't know why, because it's really stupid. But I do like when they do the musical stuff.
I wish they had, I like hubcaps from Brack, the Brack Show. Sorry,
I know.
Brack. Nicole Hall, exactly. That's something that I like.
I was like surprised that wasn't there, but I liked that the Venture Brothers theme was there, and I liked that you could make a mix. So there's, you know, Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. There's some Black Keys in there. The radio stations are basically Cabron, which is a Latin station. You've got
Crimes. K-Rhymes.
Yeah, K-Rhymes, which is your hip-hop station. You've got Mix 107, whatever.
Which is Mix.
Which is, you know, everybody knows a Mix station, which is your typical 80s contemporary pop stuff. But, you know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood is on there. They've got Talk, which is kind of amazing to me because that's, you know, typically an underground pop group. Or, you know, if you're British, you know about Talk. They weren't huge here.
They give you a classical channel.
Yeah, which I actually like to use when I'm running around, like, in my grimiest car. I'm like, yeah, stay classy.
I like it because, believe it or not, they do have, like, advertisements and stuff that run in between songs. So it's very much like a radio station. Mm-hmm. But they have, on the classic station, they have a talk show, and people will call in, and, like, they're, like, the most ghetto people. And it's like, my girl just broke up with me because she was sucking some dude's beep. It's like, well, I have a song that will ease you. And then, like, they play Beethoven. And I'm just like, dude, why are you calling into the classical station? Like, what?
It's hysterical. You know, but it's the attention to details like that, I think, that really caught my attention and kept my attention. Because don't get me wrong, like, Assassins is still underneath my TV. But I can't stop playing Saints Row the
Third. Well, we're pretty close to completion anyway.
But even completing that, it's not complete because we've done the co-op, which the co-op play is fantastic because you can jump in and play with someone online. Or you can do co-op, couch co-op, so split screen and go at the sucker. But what's great is that when we're playing, or when you're playing, things that you unlock while doing co-op stay in your game. So if there's a car that you find that you hadn't found yet in your game while you're playing with me, you can actually go to a customization place, Rim Jobs, and customize the car, which immediately puts it in your garage, so when you go back to your game, you have it and you can use it. If there are weapons that you find, again, you don't have to go back and re-find them. They're just there, which are great. If you unlock different things, those things are available in your game. So you can really, you know, from beginning to end, co-op this thing and run through the city with a friend and actually have a great dual experience. It's not a separate set of missions. It's the game, which I take my hats off because I think that's one of the reasons why we became so addicted to co-op play with it is because, oh shit, I don't have to do this twice. I just have it.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
Well, I mean, and I absolutely love the fact that you can load in your character, load your vehicles, load all that stuff. And even though in your game, like, you just bought all your properties, but I've had my properties forever, and I was still making the same amount of money that I was making in my game, in your game, even though you haven't tapped on the same things I have yet.
It's really quite an accomplishment because you are you when you're playing someone else's game. So as Pandalicious said, when she comes into my game, everything that she's earned,
I already have.
She has available. So she doesn't play a generic, you know, pre-made character. She brings
Fable.
Yeah. She brings her customized character into my game. When we go to load cars, she doesn't get stuck with just using any of my cars or a generic car.
Actually, you can't even use your partner's cars.
Nope, it won't let you drive them.
As we've learned.
I tried to, but here's the thing, like, when we're outside of a shop, when we're outside of Let's Pretend, I could get in your car and I could back it up. But when we're in a mission, I can't drive your car. It's like, nope, passenger seat.
It's like, you're not on her insurance.
No, I'm sorry. Liberty Mutual says you can't drive this car. Please get in the passenger seat.
But, I mean, and I absolutely love that. Like, I was worried that I'd have to, not that your cars are ugly, because I think you have great style in your cars.
Thank you.
But I was like, I want to show you my cars, and this game let me do that. And, you know, I'm not a big car enthusiast in real life, really. I have my car, Statham. He's pretty pimpin', but I haven't done anything to him to trick him out.
That's right. You haven't put him on dubs.
No.
And you probably shouldn't.
Well, I have a version of him in my game, which he is on dubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's on 26s, too. White rim on the tire.
Mm-hmm. White walls, what's up? Stay classy.
But I mean, in this game, I've completely, like, my character is completely different from me. Like, I would never steal cars, trick them out to match an outfit, and if I don't have an outfit to match a car, I will not drive it until I have one. Like,
yeah, you gotta have your priorities. Coordination is key when you're taking over a city. You can't be looking like ass. You can't be dressed in all blue and your car be, you know, pink.
Well, I mean, yeah. But regardless, like, I am so transfixed on detail and customization, and they give you so much of it. You know, so, yeah, you could trick out your car, you can trick out your clothes, you could trick out your face.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. You could do
all. You can trick out your posse.
You could trick out your, yeah, there's so much tricking out.
And I think what's really interesting is that you get to then share that. You know, you can be really very creative, because it is a pretty deep character build. Customization. I mean, it's not just...
Man, you can customize your panties.
Yeah, you can.
Or your drawers if you're a dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, as far as just dealing with customization, I mean, you really do have a very deep character builder. It's not just, okay, you have four eyes and they go here, but you can, you know, customize the depth of your cheekbones, the height of your cheekbones.
Man, you can have slanted eyes.
You can, you know...
You can have one big eye and one small eye.
Size of your head, depth of your head, your eyebrow, your bill.
You can have an overbite with a snaggle tooth.
Yeah, I mean, it is very, very deep. And the fact that you then get to take that creativity into any game that you go in and play, I think is one of the reasons why it will have such a high replay value. The base core is you have Morningstar Gang, the Deckers,
the Luchadors
that you've got to take out.
Yeah.
In order to reclaim your city.
Yeah.
Then some other things happen, and then you get Stag, which we haven't gotten to Stag yet, but I have a feeling we're going to have to do
I'm a little further in some of the Stag missions, but you haven't unlocked the Stags.
Yeah. So that's going to happen. They suck. We'll tell you that right now. They suck so much.
They have laser guns.
As you take over areas and you start taking out these gangs, you basically get their headquarters become strongholds for you, and then you can upgrade your strongholds, which give you the ability to upgrade your homies, like their health, what weapons they can use, how fast they reload, how fast they regenerate health. It's just fucking fun, people. Like, assassins is work. It's fun work. But it's work. Saints Row is just fucking
fun. I don't know, because, I mean, there are certain missions you definitely, unless you're, like, really skilled, you can't go into them alone. So, I mean, there are some aspects of work in this game, but I don't feel, like, work is not the first word that comes to mind.
Yep.
When I think of Saints Row the Third.
No, I
Assassin's
think
Creed,
of
I still, I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Hoochie Shoes, actually, because... I can't wear sneakers. I feel like I don't look right in sneakers in
the game. You gotta put the right outfit together to wear the sneakers.
Because I'm like, give me them bitch heels.
Because the sneakers are a little bit big, so you gotta have the right outfit, really, for the sneakers to work.
I mean, Saints Row the Third makes me want to walk slow down a street because of my curves.
Yeah, but the thing that I like is that it doesn't take itself too seriously. Like, it pokes fun in itself. So, one of the missions that you have early on with Pierce, you're riding around, and all of a sudden, What I Got by Sublime comes
plays on the radio.
And your character and Pierce sing it together.
Yep.
It is...
Like, come on, you know the words.
Right? And you're singing it with your character's voice, whichever personality that you pick. I can't tell you how much it cracked me up. I found myself singing along with these two dumbasses to this song. Yeah, you know, because my character that I built, who's a girl, surprise, surprise, black chick, but with a Latina accent, because your choices for accents for females, it's pretty much Caucasian, we'll go with that, that's what I'll call her, Russian, which is another form of Caucasian, and Latina. And so being dark-skinned, I was like, I don't think it really works to have the Russian voice.
I mean, unless you were, like, a military kid, yeah. And you're, I mean, you could totally play that up as a character. If someone's like, why is your voice Russian? Like, my dad was a fucking naval dude, okay? We were in Russia for, like, ever.
Whatever. So I went with the Latina voice. But to hear her singing the song with Pierce just cracked me up. Like, I actually rode around the block from where I was supposed to stop for the mission.
I stopped right before the thing so I could finish the song.
And they're just cracking each other up. And I'm like, okay, all right, I get it. I mean, I'm down for the joke, guys. Let's just roll. So yeah. I'm really, really enjoying Saints Row the Third. So my in-depth look at Assassin's Creed will probably come later because I haven't even touched
Rage.
I haven't even turned on Horde mode.
I know, we haven't done Horde mode yet.
Which is unlike H-O-R-E-D mode on Gears of War, it's whore as in, like, prostitute. And I really want to know what it's about, because I didn't read the book. But I haven't clicked it yet, because I have to, you know, take back my city. But I really want to know what that's about. I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy it.
Maybe we're shooting whores.
Maybe
we're shooting assassin whores.
Or maybe
we're hoarding whores.
Who knows?
We'll find out.
We'll find out when we click the button. But there's DLC planned for Saints Row 3, which I imagine...
Yep, there's a season's pass. If you go into the downloadable content on the front screen, there's already two packs that are available.
Yep.
And the season's pass, which will give you a whole shitload of downloadable content. If you pre-ordered or reserved your Saints Row, then you should have gotten a code for you to get... the Professor Genki.
Yep.
Pack, which gives you the manipult and
which
the squid
vehicle.
And the squid gun.
And the squid gun is really cool, but it also weirds me out a little bit. Because the squid gun, basically, it's like a mind control gun. It's a really nice thing to have when you're going into an area where you have a lot of powerful guys. Because what you want to do is you want to use the squid gun, and you want to fire the squid gun basically on the brutes that show up every so often. Because what the squid gun does when you whip it out is the squid actually talks to you, and he's trying to play mind games with you. So you need to get him fired off, because some of the shit the squid says, you're just like, what? So when you fire the squid gun, and it hits a person, it basically makes them attack their own enemies. So when you smack it on a brute, instead of him using the semi-automatic minigun on you, he sprays his entire group. Which then makes them fire on him, so then everybody's attacking the brute. It's a nice thing. As opposed to the brute attacking you, especially with the flamethrower, because I fucking hate that
thing. You have to hit his gas tank.
I know you gotta hit his gas tank, but I'm usually trying to run. And I'm running and aiming backwards for me just don't work. I'm a head-on type of girl. I like to go in like, these are my guns, say hello to my little friends, and then we're done. You know, I don't like to be looking back and be like, oh, I missed somebody. Ah! You know. So, for me, I'll be honest, it is Broke Bitch November. There's still some more titles to pick up. Oh, God. But... I will be playing Saints Row probably all through Thanksgiving.
Probably.
And Assassins will probably get, you know, so the light of day after that. So Rage is going to get pushed back probably till mid-December. Especially because Rayman Origins, got to get on that shit. Got to get on Skyward Sword. Still haven't picked up Dance Central 2.
No.
Didn't even pick up Just Dance 3. Oh, so many things. So, I personally say if you need just a little bit of mindless fun that maybe has a little bit of mind in it as you get down
it
the road.
It has some titties and cocks.
Oh, lots of titties. Lots.
And one big purple cock.
Lots of dildos. In this game.
There's one on your tub!
Yeah, I don't know why it's on my tub.
I wonder if, like, guy characters have one there, too. Because then I'm sitting there going, so...
I don't think about it. Don't think about it. Just don't think about it. But every stronghold that you hold when you go into your bathroom, not that you can use your tub or anything that's in your stronghold, which is one thing that ticks me off. Because I really like to be, like, have a pimpin' moment where I just took a bubble bath.
Yeah, me too.
Like, just...
Like, it'd be funny if it was, like, an Easter egg. Like, you're in the bathtub and, like, Shondi comes up and you're like, what? I'm fucking bathing now. And she, like, says something funny or Pierce comes in and says something. Like, I think that'd be a funny Easter egg or something.
But instead you just get to look at all this stuff. Like, I'm like, why do I have a stripper pole in every single stronghold? I can't even use the stripper pole.
Because You got bitches to use
no, the pole. No, every time I go into my stronghold, bitches ain't on the pole.
There are bitches on my pole.
No, bitches are giving people lap dances.
Old dudes.
I know. It's always the old dudes. Never like a young dude. I think
we have an old dude initiative where we're like, old dudes need pussy too.
Lap dances for the elderly. I'm just saying.
It's on the ballot.
It's on the ballot.
Saints 2012.
Just seriously. Every time I go into my stronghold, there's old dudes getting lap dances. Ain't nobody on the pole. Nobody's using the pool table or using the pool. I got this big ass crib, and the only thing that's going down
is old dude lap dances.
Old dude lap dances.
And there's one chick I have who's like always on her phone. I'm like, bitch, go to your house to use your Gigi phone.
Oh, yeah, if you stand by, you can hear that she's always calling to cancel an appointment, so I'm guessing that she's trying to not get her nails done that week.
Maybe.
But I love this game. I highly recommend it. For mindless fun, I recommend it.
I mean, I'm going to recommend it, but it does have its fair share of glitches, too.
Oh, it's glitchy as shit.
Did you see the picture that I sent you from last
yeah,
night?
I guess we should. But they're always funny glitches.
Yeah, like, they're not super, like, oh my god, I'm, like, stuck and I died
glitches. And because of the autosave feature, there hasn't been a glitch yet that's really caused us to have to redo an entire mission.
No, but it still scares the ever-loving fucking crap out of me when something happens. So, Ninja and I took out one of the gangs the other night, last night. And we got their,
early morning,
we got their base.
Yep.
So I was like, oh,
all their base are belong to us.
I was like, I want to check out this base and see what's, maybe there's something different in this base. So I'm hanging out, I'm walking around, and all of a sudden I glitch. And literally, I'm seeing everything outside of the base.
Yep.
And I'm not seeing the base. So we're all like hovering in air. Strippers are dancing on invisible poles because they're still doing their spins, but they're not holding on to anything. And I'm like, oh my god, because I am terrified of heights, whether it's in a game or in reality. I do not like being up high with
nothing.
I know, nothing
freaked out when I made her get in my plane.
Yeah, I'm freaking out, and it's not even real. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, Ninja, I'm like, I've glitched really bad, and I'm freaking the fuck out, I took a screenshot, so it should be up on the community site, because yep. I took one. But I also set one on my phone, because literally, it's just a bunch of people standing in the air, and some strippers, like, spinning around on invisible poles. And finally, I was like, I need to figure out, I'm like, where's my little emblem for the garage? Let me get down to the garage! I know it's on the ground, let me get there! And I finally found it, and it let me get to the garage, and I was like, oh, thank God.
I know, the screenshot's actually really funny, and I was like, why are you freaking out? It's just a game. It's cool, you're
terrorized.
Not actually in the air.
Terrorized me.
It did, it was so bad.
My base went all Wonder Woman with an invisible base.
Yep.
I was like, oh my god, this is horrifying. But,
I think the only bad glitch that I had was we were fighting in a mission, and I fell, and so I needed to be revived.
And you
but
fell?
But I fell through the ground. So I was looking up at literally everything happening above me, and because I had fallen through the ground and I was in, like, the gray nether space, Panda couldn't get to me to revive me, so I'm just watching the clock, like, tick. And I'm, like, writhing on the ground going, well, we're just going to have to restart this one. That's not a big deal because it was just a gang occupation. But I was like, that is a fucked up glitch. And I think the only other, like, glitch that I had was the one that we got the never-ending loading screen.
Yeah.
But again, autosave, we just went back to it and it loaded back in. So I haven't had any, like, detrimental glitches. They've all really just kind of been funny ones. Like, There was one glitch that I had that I just changed my hair at, like, a cosmetology place. And I got into my car, and I went to go drive, and I just hit the accelerator, and there was nobody around me. There was no cars, nobody walking, nothing had fallen. But for whatever reason, I just flew through the windshield of my car.
Whoa.
And I, like, landed on the ground, I'm, like, bleeding all over the place. I'm like, what the fuck was that? That was, like, phantom, like, bitch smack. Like, what just
God
happened?
Was like, I do not like you.
I was like, no, get out of the car. And so I got back in the car, and I drove for a little while, and I stopped at a light, and it happened again. I just went right through the windshield. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't just drive this car. So I'm going to jack something else instead. But again, my glitches have really been funny. They haven't been detrimental, so I'm only going to knock him a little bit for that.
Yeah. It's not enough to deter me from enjoying
it. Hell no, no. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that I'm sure that as patches get released and DLC happens, that a lot of that will get fixed. I mean, because there's a lot that's going on, and the sucker runs at a full 60 frames. So it's not a slow a game. And it looks good. I mean, your characters look good. Your explosions look fantastic. Camera goes where you tell it to go, when you tell it to go there, which, I love. It's really, really important. So, to be honest with you, I'm going to give Saints Row a 9 out of 10.
Oh, I don't feel too comfortable with that because we haven't experienced all of it yet. So, we still haven't done the chord stuff.
All I need, it's a 9 out of 10. Like, I running around, jacking cars, customizing shit, it working really well, and the humor that's in it, I'm sold.
I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's a sandbox game, so, I mean, if you're not one who enjoys sandbox...
Yeah, you won't enjoy it.
Then you won't. You'll feel
overwhelmed by it.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But then, if that's the case, don't pick up Skyrim either, because that is far more overwhelming than Saints.
Don't pick up Skyrim. Really, don't pick up GTA. Don't pick up Fable.
Fable's not nearly as...
But Fable can be overwhelming when you start thinking of all the tasks, subtasks.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, it's not as open as this sucker is, but it is pretty fucking open. But yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm you know the gamer tag, so if you're playing, you want to play, you know how to hit a sister up. But I absolutely love it. I highly recommend it. If you have somebody who has, you know, a sick sense of humor or just a little bit offbeat one, who enjoys, you know, blowing shit up.
I do.
It's a great game to pick up. I highly recommend
it. I'll snap people with dicks
in the face.
And cops.
But be careful. She's notorious for bludgeoning cops in the face with the penetrator.
This is why God made me a woman. Because I would hit people with my dick if I were a dude.
I'm warning you now, when you play with Pandalicious, cops will get slapped with penises.
If you leave me alone for more than 4 minutes, so don't stop off to customize your car, because I will find a cop and I will bludgeon him with my big purple cock.
Yep, she will. So you'll come out of the shop and be like, why is my notoriety at 4? And all you hear is, get in the car, we gotta go, we gotta go.
I'll make a call, let's do this.
So yeah, I highly recommend it, absolutely love it. It's the only reason why it's not a 10 out of 10 is, yes, it is glitchy, and I have not played all of the DLC stuff, because I didn't pick up the season pass. I picked up Elite season pass, so I kind of gotta wait a little bit for another season pass, because there are other things that broke me.
I have the multi-pass. I gotta get...
It's a multi-pass. But I gotta say, I'm digging it. Absolutely digging it. So glad I picked it up. Highly recommend.
Yes.
So, we'll have more on Assassins and other things from Broke Bitch November. Really soon-ish.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, there's like many hours in that weekend. I can't really play Saints the entire time, can I?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, you'd have to make a dude character, because then you have to do all the dude-y stuff. The dude customization.
I know.
We're customizing like girls right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're not customizing like dudes right now.
I don't have a dude.
I need to make one.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe that'll be Christmas.
Ninja Brother.
And
Mr. Panda. Because I can't be Mr. Pandalicious, because that's just...
You could be Mr. Pandalicious, like Mr. Papa Giorgio.
No, it'd be like Mr. P-licious. That's like...
Palicious?
Palicious. Why not?
This is my homie, Palicious.
Yeah.
He a pimp.
What up?
So, if you're playing Saints, let us know. We want to hear from you.
We want to play with you, your character.
Nice catch there.
I was like, gold.
Gold star for Pandalicious.
Like,
So make sure that you share your thoughts with us. You can either comment on the post on our website that this episode is attached to, or you can hit us up on our Facebook group at facebook.com/landofesh. So I'm going to remind you that we do write a lot of different things on our website. Not just Pandalicious and I, but the entire Esh crew gets down there. So make sure that you visit us online at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bounce it in the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. All questions and comments go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes for free, so go there, put our name in, and find us.
That's right. Once you do, by hitting the music store in your iTunes application and searching for Electric Sisterhood, all one word, you will find our page, which describes our wonderful little show and has a beautiful little subscribe button. So go ahead and click that button to make sure that you get our episodes the moment that we put the new ones out on the web for your enjoyment. If you're not living La Vida I, you can also find us in the Zune Marketplace by using the same steps. Just visit the Marketplace and search for Electric Sisterhood and hit the subscribe button there. Again, ensuring that you get our episodes hot and pop and fresh.
Now, if you don't,
the way to have the Esh.
And if you don't want to do either of those two things, there's still another option. You can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, and we should pop up. But if you're looking for us, you should be looking for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh banner.
That's right. We put out new shows typically on Monday, nice and warm and fresh. Goes great with a morning cup of joe. But you can also listen
especially
to...
especially with cabin fever.
Oh my god. We'll talk about that. But you can also check out shows from our other teammates, which we highly recommend. We love them to death. They do really great shit. So make sure...
we love them!
...that you check out Boston Bash Brigade, whose new episodes typically hit the would they be the eye waves? Because they're on the internet?
Yeah.
Not really airwaves?
Yeah, the eye wave. There's an eye in air.
Oh, yeah. So you can check their new shows, which run on Tuesdays. You can find them in the iTunes Music Store and Zune Marketplace as well, or just visit them online on their website. You can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is hosted by our homeboy Deuces Wild, which is more of the geeky, nerdy, PC, telephony, gadget kind of thing, where... you know, Boston Bashgate is basically the testosterone version of us, but plus sports and movies.
We talk movies when we've seen them.
Yeah, but they really go out of their way to do that, which is really cool. Because then, you know, we've really got your nerd covered. But for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we talk about.
They're Esh Plus with dicks.
I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But you can get all of our stuffs respectively in one place, which is kind of, you know, nice. Which is landofesh.com, which is basically our portal for all things Esh, including our magazine, which you can buy either print or PDF, you know, if you're old school or new school. You can check us out on Facebook and interact with us, ask us questions, get the news on what's going on in the Land of Esh with various...
what's happening, baby?
That was a really good... yeah, that was a good one. We have to make that a ringtone. Facebook.com/landofesh. You can check out what's going on with us just randomly on Twitter, because we all tweets like a mofo. And if you want to check out the entire list of the crew that makes up the Land of Esh, just go to my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and click on the Land of Esh list. Everybody on that list has a hand in something that we do, whether it's the magazine crew, whether it's the podcast crew, website crew, or just people who are down with the Land of Esh. You should definitely check
them
out.
And my videos.
Panda's back doing videos on YouTube. We're all over your interwebs. We are in your tubes, people. So interact the way that you want to interact. We're there for you. So, with that said, shit you digging. Shit you digging, Panda. What you digging?
Tower Heist. It was funny. I saw it.
When did you see it?
I'm a ninja about the movies. I just sneak off to see movies. No one's around. I'm going to go see a movie. I'm going to go wicked cheap. Save up my pennies from the couch. Went to go see Tower Heist during a matinee. It was funny. It was so funny.
Oh.
But that's what I'm digging. So, I mean, I'm digging other things, but I'm sure you're going to talk about the other thing that I'm digging.
Yeah.
So what are you digging?
Cabin Fever Whiskey. All right. So here's the deal. Great freaking whiskey. Probably can't find it everywhere. But for those in the New England area, I highly recommend you search for the Cabin Fever whiskey. This shit is delicious. It's maple flavored whiskey. It goes great in your coffee.
It goes great in your waffles.
It goes great in your pancakes.
Whiskey from the trees.
It is fucking delicious. I love it. I'm not just digging it. I love it. If it was a person, I'd marry it.
I'd put my dick in it.
That's what Panda says. So I'm gonna end on that. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Cabin Fever Whiskey.
And I don't really have a dick.